On Thursday, October 11th, the sixth day of the Yom Kippur War, the Israel Defense Forces launched its counterattack into Syria. The main objective was to threaten Damascus enough that Syria would pull out of the war. This way, Israel could concentrate its war against Egypt and achieve the strategic objective to cross the Suez Canal. In preparation to break through the Syrian defense line, the 679 Brigade reconstructed four separate forces under the command of Moshe Harel, Chaim Danon, Sasi Karen, and Amos Ben David. The main road to Damascus was blocked off by a defensive wall of tanks, infantry outposts, anti-tank cannons, and minefields around the village of Khan Arnabe. The attack on the region of Khan Arnabe was led by Brigade 179 under the command of Ran Sarig. The brigade advanced up to the entrance to Khan Arnabe, but suffered high casualties and stopped there. Brigade 679 continued to storm eastwards, pass through Brigade 179, and advanced into the depths of the front line. During this battle, many soldiers were hit, among them the battalion commander Amos Ben David, who was killed, and Moshe Harel, who was injured. Listen to the voices from the radio during the breakthrough operation, reporting heavy casualties. At the end of the breakthrough, the brigade stopped under the Sha'ar Hill for a night of reorganization. The day after, Friday, October 12th, a new force joined the brigade. The force, commanded by Nati Golan, was built mainly by reserves who had returned from abroad to join the war. Force Nati, as it was called, led the attack heading southeast in the direction of the village Nasej. They were caught in an ambush, lost several tanks, suffered casualties, and its commander, Nati, was injured. The brigade did not stop its offense. It continued the attack, took over Corinne Hill, and brought about the retreat of the Syrian army from this region. While the force regrouped itself in the village of Nasej, an urgent message regarding the advance of an Iraqi force coming from the direction of Antar Hill was received. The few tanks that were left from Brigade 679 quickly jumped in position against the enemy, destroyed part of the force, and brought about the retreat of the remaining Iraqi force. During the following days, up until the ceasefire, the brigade continued to fight against Jordanian, Iraqi, and Syrian armored forces, defining the eastern border of the region occupied inside Syria. After the ceasefire, the brigade took part in the attrition war that took place in the region. The soldiers of the brigade were finally released from their duties during the holiday of Passover 1974 after a full 7 months of continual service. One of the largest tank battles since World War II took place during the Yom Kippur War here on the Golan Heights. Out of 1,300 Syrian tanks that stormed the Golan, 1,100 tanks were either hit or abandoned in the region held by the IDF. 6 days from the day the Syrians launched a surprise attack against the State of Israel, the Syrians found themselves surprised and hit deep in their own territory, with Damascus in range of IDF artillery fire. Brigade 679 lost 75 of its best commanders and soldiers in the war. The fellowship of the brigade, established after the war by the deputy brigade commander, Levi Mann of blessed memory, established a monument in memory of its fallen comrades. The monument is located on the bottom of this hill. You are invited to visit there and show your respect to the fallen. The soldiers of Brigade 679 thank you for your attention.